listener production.
Hello, Emma Griffiths at your news briefing. The Prime Minister has addressed the NATO summit in Madrid, issuing a stark warning on Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Anthony Albanese claims it could set a dangerous precedent for China in the Indo-Pacific. He says democratic nations should stand together to bring about peace and stability.
A global order and the norms of international engagement are being tested here.
We have no alternative. No alternative but to stand up against Vladimir Putin's aggression.
While the NATO Secretary General claims the world faces its biggest security crisis since the Second World War as the summit gets underway, the Queensland coroner believes it's unlikely authorities could have stopped the tragic murders of Brisbane mother Hannah Clark and her three children. It follows a 9-day inquest with the coroner delivering 4 recommendations, including training programs for specialist police. Hannah's father, Lloyd, says the changes should be adopted by every state and territory, not just in Queensland.
It's good to have the support out there, not only just from Queensland, we're getting national support too. So this is why we hope now that things can move on and go national. You know, all these other states need to start looking at this as well.
And there's been a major step forward for the rideshare and delivery industry down under. Uber has struck a deal with the Transport Workers Union to support an independent body that'll ensure minimum pay and conditions.
Listener.